Good morning. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinoland. And again, before we get started, please go to fundraiser, Patreon, or PayPal. Make a donation, $1, $100, anything in between. One time with Patreon and PayPal, you can do monthly pledges. Your support for my work keeps me going. Thank you. All right, here we go. Sorry, I wasn't at the top of the page. U.S. election fraud living library. Your vaccine against the big lie propaganda machine, the BLPM, is right here. Pictured above, since its founding, crooked elections are as much a part of U.S. culture and politics as apple pie and bribery. Yet what has happened in this year's elections is so over the top that it can't be ignored. The only way to clear out the stench is to hang up the dirty laundry in the bright sunshine of truth. It's about time. Here we go. It is breathtaking to see how methodical and orchestrated Western mainstream media is performing what I call the big lie propaganda machine, or the BLPM. This is another benefit of the 2020 U.S. elections. They are showing just how totalitarian and dictatorial the BLPM truly is. Here is a case in point this week. Family, friends, and neighbors were all excited contacting me with news that Trump conceded the election saying, quote, Biden won, end of quote. It was all over the BLPM like a symphonic synchronized foghorn. I live outside that matrix, so I checked a few alternative news sources, and what do you know? Trump sent out a tweet where he said the following, and I read his exact tweet. He won because the election was rigged. No vote watchers or observers allowed. Vote tabulated by a radical left privately owned company, Dominion, with a bad reputation and bum equipment that couldn't even qualify for Texas, which I won by a lot. The fake and silent media and more. If you count, there are 49 words in Trump's message that I just read out, and the BLPM went tsunami berserk by only using two of them. He won. The other 47 were ignored or downplayed. Sky News created hocus-pocus gold out of it, saying, breaking, Donald Trump has appeared to concede the U.S. election for the first time, saying that President-elect Joe Biden won. The Jerusalem Post was a little more honest. Outgoing, don't you love all these words, outgoing U.S. president partially acknowledged Joe Biden's election 2020 victory in a series of tweets on Sunday morning for the first time, though he still maintains that the results were fraudulent without providing evidence of his claim. It's not true. The Independent went totally Orwellian. Trump admits for first time that Biden won election. Big time tweeter Scott Dworkin wrote, breaking, Trump just said he won in a tweet referring to President-elect Biden. We should all take this as Trump conceding. And another popular tweeter, Yashar Ali, he equivocated, this is as close as we're going to get to a concession. But like all things Trump, he will pull back on this over and over again. 2 hours from now, he could tweet that he won. In private, he will say he won for years to come, but he's ripped off the Band-Aid. And on and on. There are countless examples of this Orwellian newspeak that would make Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels green with envy. Yet the truth of the matter is it's wishful thinking, it's wishful BLPM projectile vomit that you can wash off your face, then throw away the MSM rag. As I said in my two articles below, you owe it to your self-esteem and your intelligence deserves not to be insulted by the 1% gangster oligarchs who are censoring and blocking hundreds of thousands of websites, social media accounts, books, and articles that have the courage to step out of the matrix in search of the truth. First and foremost, I strongly suggest stopping consulting mainstream media. You have to go cold turkey. I know I went through the same withdrawals. It's like a hypnotic drug, highly toxic and brilliantly manufactured to completely brainwash what's between your ears. Instead, seek out all the resources the BLPM is ruthlessly censoring and ignoring. For starters, you should add these news and analysis websites to your favorites and bookmarks. And you need to go back to the original article, which will be posted on YouTube, SoundCloud, etc., to find the link. My website, China Rising Radio Sinoland, the Greenville Post, RT.com, SputnikNews.com, Global Research, Canadian Patriot, Dissident Voice, and Off Guardian. I wrote a more complete list with media analysis in a chapter in the China trilogy. If you still need your MSM fix, at least complement your IQ and sense of self-dignity by also consulting these websites. There are others that are more topic-specific. For Russia, the Saker, Muslim World, Middle East, Press TV, Latin America, Telesur English, and China Global Times. Below is a living library of resources about the U.S. elections and voter fraud, totally exposing the BLPM for what it is. I will keep adding links as they appear, most recent at top, back to November 3rd. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. And again, please, I hope you will make a donation of any size to support my many hours of work and effort to bring you the truth. Thank you.